Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and the Advise Show.
They say they're reconnecting us. I guess we're having technical difficulties tonight with Blog Talk Radio. Now, you just heard they say they're reconnecting us now. They say host disconnected. All right. We on. I guess we missed the introduction and all that for tonight. We ain't going to worry about all that. So, thank you for joining everybody. Tonight, we had Blog Talk Radio disconnected us for a little bit. And we back on it. So tonight's episode is how to fireproof your relationship. Now, Ms. Gabriella, this is a question I have for you. This was your topic. So explain to me what got you to think about this particular topic and why.
There's a guy that I know, and he's been doing counseling for years. And I was telling him about the radio show, and I was saying that I was looking for different topics, and then he recommended me a book about relationships and how to affair-proof the marriage, and then he gave me a handout which had the points on. I have to pull it up so I can actually, you know, further explain it later on. But I thought it was interesting because I've seen, like, I've just been looking at the stats and just seeing how this whole side chick and side dude and side relationship thing is just becoming more popular.
Why do you think it's becoming more popular?
I think it's just because people are becoming more selfish and they don't understand what it takes to keep a relationship successful, and they don't want to put in the work to make the relationship last. So instead, they're just like, okay, well, why don't I just get a side relationship to make things easier?
Well, do you agree that most of that side chick stuff is a little bit more popular within your group, probably?
I mean, I'm talking about
male or female. It doesn't matter.
You're talking about in my age range, or?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yes and no.
Okay, why you say yes and why you say no?
I mean, nowadays, like, if you're in your 20s and maybe your 30s sometimes, or, like, just approaching your 30s, sometimes a lot of people aren't really looking for a serious relationship, and so they seem to be completely fine with having an outside relationship because they're like, oh, well, it's not like we're going to get married anyway, so they don't really care. So I do see that a lot in my generation. Like, I can have, like, I'll sit there and be – like, you know how sometimes you might be out and then somebody will have their phone out? And I'm not saying that I was, like, actually trying to purposely read somebody's text messages, but if you're sitting right next to somebody and you kind of have your phone facing them, of course you might glance over. So I looked over and he had, like, several different females' names in his phone, and I knew this guy that had a relationship already. And it was kind of obvious, and you know how you can tell if a guy is texting a female that's pissed off because she kept texting him over and over and over?
Yeah.
So it was pretty obvious that he was in a relationship and the side chick was mad. And it seems like that kind of thing is just, it's almost cool in my age range to just have like a side chick or a side dude. I don't know why. But I think it's just because, I mean, because of all the television shows and the fact that it seems to be glorified, I think that's the reason why a lot of young people decide to do it.
Well, I don't know. Some of my opinion on that is I think it's more so with the women, because women control that area way more than us men, and men will only do what women allow them to do. That's first and foremost. So chicks these days are so desperate, and they're so thirsty, and they do anything for a guy's attention now. I mean, almost just basically just stripping naked in front of them. I mean, that's why, you know, these guys can do all that. You know, it's like, shoot. I mean, a guy is kind of like a kid a lot of times when it comes to women. He'll do what you allow him to do. And that's the truth. He will. If you sit up there and allow him to treat you bad and you be the side chick and all that stuff in between, then expect to get treated and dogged out. The females that got standards for themselves due to the oversaturation of these side chick whole type of females.
You breaking up bad.
I'm breaking up bad. I don't know why I'm breaking up tonight. See, Blog Talk Radio is acting up with me tonight, y'all. I don't know what it is. You still hear me breaking up pretty bad, or you hear me closer now?
Mm-mm.
Am I better? Worse?
It's still breaking up.
Okay. That sucks. Yeah. Let me try something else here for a minute. Let me try one more thing. You hear me better now?
Mm-mm.
I'm still breaking up.
I mean, I can hear you, but it's like breaking up.
I don't know why. I'm running an Ethernet connection, and I'm on the same setup I've always been before. I guess, you know, I don't know if the Internet's acting up in our area tonight. I don't even know. But hopefully somebody look at this on live stream, because I mean, that's going to come out perfect. Anyway, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been put in a position where, you know, somebody's asked you to be the side chick?
If you're asking me, like, would I become a side chick?
Yeah, if anybody had put you in that position, would you ever be a side chick?
No. I actually had somebody try to put me, I had both things happen. Like, one person wanted me to be the main chick and still wanted to have side chicks. And then I also got invited to become a side chick, and I said no to both.
You said no to both, to the side chick. And what did
no to being the side chick and no to being the main chick, and then having, you know, a guy with side chicks too.
Okay. Well, why did you get upset by that? Because some chicks take that deal.
Well, some will, but I wouldn't. I don't think it's fair. Well, number one, if he was to, like, he might catch something, and there's no way of, the way that some men are these days, you wouldn't even know who he wouldn't even know where he got the disease from, which one of his females had it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to sit there and put myself in a situation where I could die.
Exactly.
Just because.
So let me stop you there for a minute. Area code 615, you on the show?
Yeah, fella, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, how you doing? Yes, I contacted you on Facebook the other day two times about a different topic when it comes to disappointing your child.
Okay, now, yeah, I get that. But what I'm going to do is maybe 30 minutes toward the end of the show, I'll answer, you know, we'll talk about anything, but right now we want to stay on topic about, you know, trying to learn, see how we can fair-proof our relationships, because we kind of want to stay on topic.
Oh, no doubt. I hear you.
Yeah. So last 30 minutes of the show, around, what, 8:30 my time, we can talk about anything you want, you know, but until then, do you have anything to add on about, you know, relationships, cheating, how to prevent cheating?
No, not really, though.
Not really. Okay. Well, like I said, you can just chill and say.
I just want to express my opinion on what's going on when it comes to disciplining your child. You know what I'm saying? So that's been going in my mind for a long time.
Yeah, and I get that, and like I said, I want to cover that, but I want to stick to topic until, you know, about 8:30. So you can call back then if you would like. I see your number. I know it, so we can talk about it then.
All right, I'll call you back at 8:30 then, all right?
All right, bro. All
right. All
All right. What's going on here? Miss Gabriella, you there?
Mm-hmm. The call's breaking up, but I mean, I'm here.
Okay. Area code 727, you're on the show.
Hey, how you doing, Vaso? So
how you doing?
We're talking about relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do people cheat?
Yeah.
Well, from my perspective, the reason why some people cheat, they don't know when a good thing comes. You know what I mean? When a righteous person comes, regardless if it's a man or a woman. You know what I mean? Like, if someone's cheating, right, it's just not good. I mean, that decent person will never show back again. You know, I'm no relationship expert, but, you know, when you cheat on someone, you just might as well kill yourself, you know what I mean? Because you have a decent thing going, and that person
Let me ask you a question. Have you cheated on somebody before?
I've never been in a relationship, but I know people who have, and it's just not a pretty happy outcome. Let's just say it that way.
Have you been cheated on?
I never been to a relationship. I talk to girls as friends and people as friends, but I never been in a full committed relationship, no.
So why have you never been in a relationship?
Right now, I'm just trying to focus on school right now. I just don't, if I have a relationship now, then I'll be distracted.
Well, let me ask you, how old are you?
25.
Okay, 25. You know, well, yeah, you're that age. You probably can chill out with that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but some people, they, you know, you have two types of people I know. You have the relationship-oriented type of people, and you have some, they're just not relationship-oriented at all, and it's just best not to even get in a relationship if you're that kind of person, or if you're not ready for that. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love to be in a relationship, but, you know, after I finish school, then I can consider a relationship. Right now, I'm just trying to build a house first.
Mm-hmm.
Then the woman will come.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this is the thing. So, are you afraid of a relationship, or you just say it's just about just trying to get your career together?
A career together.
Okay. All right. And that's I tell a lot of dudes.
I think that's perfectly fine. I think there's too many. I think the reason why a lot of relationships are failing now is because so many people are trying to rush into relationships when they know that they aren't ready for it.
Exactly. That's a lot of the problem with people. They want to get involved with stuff just because everybody else is doing it. Well, just because everybody else is doing it don't mean you need to do it, because it may not be right for you, or the person may not be right for you. Yeah, they said somebody's saying something's up with my radio equipment. Like I said, I hear everybody fine on my end. You know, I'm trying to figure it out, y'all. And I'm trying to figure out what's wrong. You hear me pretty good?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
You say you do hear me okay?
No.
I'm talking about the caller.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, guy on Ustream, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Trust me. I had an issue with Blog Talk Radio when I tried to get in. I still see the stream going on now, so sometimes this happens every once in a while. Take that dog. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. Hopefully it'll correct itself. I'm going Ethernet connection and all that other stuff. You know, when you try to do, you know, these shows, the live stream, you have them problems every once in a while. So back to the topic at hand. Man, I would tell you this, man. Get your education. Do your thing. Get set up. Then if you have time for that later, man, go ahead on and, you know, get whoever you choose to be with, bro. Because, man, it's not what it's cracked up to be if you're not with the right person.
Exactly.
It's just like, you know, back in the past, you know, when, you know, back in the turn of the century, the 20th century, people didn't have no ready-made relationships. Especially our people, we came, like, they both struggled together, you know, not this ready-made relationship.
Yeah. Yes, we did, you know, struggle together in relationships. And, you know, this is the thing. Nobody wants to deal with, you know, struggle in a relationship no more. If it gets hard, if somebody gets sick, if something goes wrong, we want to bail out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, exactly. It's just like, you know, like, you're going to encounter hard times eventually. You know,
yes, sir.
Sooner or later. And, I mean, what would happen if someone loses? Look what happened to the federal government employees. Well, if I was a government employee, if I lose my job, right, and then my wife decides to bail me out, like, to quit. Gotta think about these things.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, nobody, like I said, I think that's the biggest problem. Nobody wants to struggle anymore. That's what I think the problem is. Nobody wants to say, you know what?
That's why I said it was selfishness.
Yeah.
Because it's really being, because if you are going to sit there and break up with somebody because they have cancer, I mean, the vows are to death do us part. I mean, I understand that you don't want to deal with the person being sick, but I think it would be, you could at least, I mean, they're not going to live forever, so you could at least try and be a support system to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the last maybe 10 years of life. And even now, there's treatments out there where, like, if you catch the cancer early, some people, they can live, I wouldn't say forever, but at least maybe 10 or more years after they get diagnosed. Because I've even seen, there was a guy on YouTube, I'm not trying to start any type of drama wars, so don't go and report back to him if you know who I'm talking about.
Well, just don't mention names. And
I'm not going to mention names. But he said that he was going to, he said, if my wife gets cancer, then I'm going to cheat on her. That was the title of his video and that topic. And I didn't understand that. I thought that was the most messed up thing. If you know that if your wife is sitting there sick, going through chemotherapy and all that, I think that's the most selfish thing ever, to sit there and say, oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I promised to be there for you, you know, in sickness and in health, but you're sick now, so it's time for me to move on and find somebody new.
Have relationships and stuff. If they want to bail out when it gets too hard,
yeah.
People want to bail out, and that's what he's talking about. Like, people don't want to struggle anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that's why I listen to the advice of every other blog talk. You know, like, how you can. You know, look, that's the advice. So, like, you can get blog talk ready for your phone.
Okay, so you listen to who?
The advice, so he talks about different topics, relationships, why do people don't want to struggle no more. You know, in a relationship in this modern era. They're independent. You know what I mean? They have their own laws. So,
well, let me address that woman Gabriella just said.
No, I was just
trying
to listen.
Oh, okay. I thought she was talking to somebody because I heard you say,
That's why I listen to
her. Well, she's getting all into that. But let me address what Ms. Gabriella said here for a minute.
That's how
if you.
Yeah, on the spot.
Yeah, brother, give me a second. I want to address what Gabriella said about, you know, that. If you love somebody.
I don't want to.
Hey, brother, just give me a second on for a second. Let's speak up. If you love somebody, you're in a relationship with them, you love them, you're married to them, it don't matter what you go through, you should be with them. That's when you take those vows. You say, death do us part. That's what it's supposed to mean. It doesn't mean, oh, well, if you get cancer, I'm leaving, or you get this, or you get that, I'm going to cheat. That's the thing. I mean, it's more to life than just, you know, sexual pleasure. I mean, it's things in life that's worth, you know, a whole lot more than that. And, you know, I think about it. You got a spouse, you know, that's down on cancer. Yeah. Plenty of people have beaten cancer. Not everybody's died from that. And, you know, you take that time period to go chase some other, you know, woman or chase some other man. I mean, that's wrong. That's completely wrong. You know, I couldn't even utter those words because that's just real low down. You know, just me personally, my opinion. That's very low down.
I think that's the most messed up thing in the world. That's like if, I don't know. That's just something about that just made me mad. It's like if you know that somebody is going, I mean, and what if, let's just say, what if the cancer went into remission and the woman got healthy? And now you sitting there, and now you got an outside female, because you sat there and you ran around chasing after other females. You got a new relationship, you got a side relationship, and you over here telling me something, whatever. Oh, well, my wife has cancer. She's about to die anyway. So, you know, as soon as she croaks, I'm off with you.
Yeah.
And your wife gets better, and then now you're stuck, you know?
Some people just, you know, think different. I mean, it's that new age time that we live in, and nobody really care anymore like they used to, you know, about other people. And that's the thing. So this is my question for anybody that's listening. Do you feel it's okay to cheat on a sick mate or a sick spouse? You know, area code 347-996-3350. If you was put in that position, your person had cancer, they had some maybe in a wheelchair, whatever. Do you feel it's okay to cheat on them? Because they can't, you know, have sex with you anymore like they used to.
Was gravely sick or gravely ill.
Because I really would like to know that from other people. But tonight you stream is acting a fool tonight. It really is. Anyway, also I want to get into talking about how to prevent cheating as well. Now, one thing I'm going to say you need to focus on in your relationship when it comes to, you know, cheating is this. Spend time with your spouse or your mate. That's one of the biggest things to get you in trouble. If you don't take them out on dates anymore, you don't spend time with them, you don't take vacations anymore, but everything y'all was doing that when you was dating, then you need to continue to do that. This is the thing, male and female, whatever you did to get them, that's what you need to maintain them. And if you focus on any part of cheating, that's usually what happens. They spend time apart from each other. They don't go out. And they get not only physically disconnected, but they get emotionally disconnected. Now, Ms. Gabrielle, do you know anything about that? Ms. Gabrielle, are you still on the line?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's probably one of the reasons why relationships fail. It's like they don't. I think the biggest problem is the communication part. Like people don't, especially nowadays, because people don't know how to communicate anymore. They don't know how to express their feelings. And let's say if a lot of people may feel like they're being neglected or they feel like a certain need is not being met. And instead of going to your partner about it and saying, look, I don't like the fact that you're working late hours or, you know, or I wish you would stop spending so much money, or, you know, they don't know how to actually sit there and actually communicate their feelings because they would rather be off doing their own thing and complaining to their friends about it.
Yeah.
And that's another part. That's another thing that actually messes up relationships is when you sit there and try to take advice from your single friends.
Yeah, and that's stupid. I never got that. And I'm going to say this much. Women have that bad. They do. How you going to listen to a female who don't have a man and can't get a man, but yet she's giving you advice on your man? I don't get that. I mean, wouldn't you rather take advice from a woman that's been in a relationship a long time, a woman that's, you know, married and whatever? And I've heard people say, well, just because somebody married don't mean they know everything. Yeah, but they know something long enough to stay together, though.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is not perfect in relationships at all. But, you know, you say the communication thing. And I don't know why women start that. You know, women complain if a man don't work. Then if a man work too much, they complain. I mean, like, you can't have it both ways sometimes. And, you know, I say this much. When you rub a man work, you know where he at. He not doing nothing wrong. He's doing something constructive. He's bringing the money home. I don't really see much wrong with it. Of course, everything has a limit. Everything has a limit. I don't expect a man to. But they got some men like that. They want to work 84 hours, 90 hours a week because they just a go-getter and they just want to get that money. You know, I think it's a time and place for that. But if it gets to a point where you're working so much and you're neglecting home, then you need to make sure as a man you take care of home and deny some of that overtime, because you don't want, you know, Jody or Sancho to move into your house when you're out there working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just really don't want that. And the same thing, you know, with women as well, I mean, they got to pay attention to what they're doing. They can't neglect their man. I mean, because women today are very career-minded. They hustle. They're trying to scale up just as much as the man try to scale up. And women can neglect, you know, their husbands and their boyfriends for the sake of career. And that's another reason people, you know, get into some sort of infidelity issue. Because no matter what, whether it's work or something else, you're spending time apart from your spouse or your mate. And that time away and that distance, you start having an issue and problem, I'm telling you, from personal experience, something will come out of that.
Mm-hmm. That's why I kind of wanted to get into these points that are in the book. And I kind of wanted to address some of the things that, I mean, these are some of the most common things that that the author of the book came up with. Like, he had been doing couples counseling for a long time, and he would ask, like, husbands and wives, what do you need in a partner, and what do you feel like you want out of a relationship? And he asked, like, the top five things that a man would want were, let's see. All right. So the top five, I'm not going to, not like everybody is different, but these are just the top five, and we're going to go into it later, I guess. So the top five things that a man would want were sexual fulfillment, recreational companionship, an attractive spouse, domestic support, and admiration or respect. And what a woman wanted was affection, conversation, honesty and openness, financial support, and commitment to family. Now, I mean, I know some people might say, oh, well, I don't want this, and maybe certain things might be more important to other people. But I actually do agree with a lot of the things on the list.
Let's talk about each one by one. Let's start with women. We're going to break this stuff down in this show. First, you said women. What was the number one thing they wanted?
Affection.
Okay. Why do you feel affection is so important to women?
Because women, we really appreciate the things like we appreciate like the simple things. Like, we just want to feel like we're wanted. Like I said, the hugs, kisses, hand-holding, gifts, back rubs, affectionate words, all the things that men normally do when they're trying to, you know, win a girl over.
So basically what you're saying is you use the statement feeling wanted, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So basically what you're trying to say is that a man validates a woman?
Well, of course. Why else do women walk around with them little short dresses? And
I'm not a woman, so I couldn't tell you that. I mean, I have an idea.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much one of a woman's primal instinct is to want to be desired by men and to want to feel desired by a man. And that's the reason why a lot of women will actually end up cheating on their man is when, you know, when the man starts kind of slacking on just showing her that he loves her. And women want things like, you know, the stuff that they used to do when they were dating. It's like, you know, holding hands and giving her kisses and be like, oh, I love you, baby, and all that stuff. And if they don't get that, a lot of women will be like, oh, well, maybe he doesn't love me anymore. And then they'll feel like they feel like it's a justified reason to cheat. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but that's the rationale of some females.
Okay, so what you're saying is that if a man is slacking in the affection department, he needs to step his game up. Because that could be one of the main reasons why a female may cheat, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this is what I'm going to say. There are some females that take that too far. They got some females that want so much of your time and so much of your attention that it's not humanly possible. And let's say if they are attractive and they're getting all, you know, shooting at, you know, a bunch of dudes, you know, all the time, everywhere they go, dudes bothering them, that's the worst kind of female to be with. Because that's going to be the main type of woman to cheat on you. Yeah, I understand all women kind of want affection. They want you to tell them you love them, compliment them, hug them, and all the stuff, you know, you do. I get that. But when you have those women, they want that too much. Don't date them women. I tell any guy that. Don't you fool a woman like that. So what's number two?
Number two is conversation.
What kind of conversation are most women looking for?
It says.
I'm just saying, as your experience as a lady, what kind of conversation?
I'm just saying that women just want to. A lot of women just want somebody to talk to.
About what?
Anything. Women love to talk.
Oh yeah, I know that. Oh, I mean, I know they love to
women,
talk.
Not
all.
I can't remember, not all, but a lot of it's just that's just what we like to do. Women love to talk, And men, I think that, I can't remember the exact statistic, but let's just pretend that a woman will on average speak 3 times the amount in a day than a man does. That's just how we're hardwired. That's what we like to do.
And why?
And
so women,
you know how some women will sit there. I mean, yeah, women, we just want, like, the companionship, the friendship, just to be able to talk and laugh and get things off our chest. We just want to be, we want to be with somebody that we can just talk to as
a
friend.
So a guy that, you know, don't talk much, he really don't get too far with a woman versus a guy who has a mouthpiece, correct?
Exactly. I mean, you know, like, that's how Sigmund Freud was able to sleep with a lot of his clients. Women, like, as soon as, all you got to do if I'm not trying to help some of y'all players out there, but if you really want a girl to sleep with you, just let her talk for 3 hours straight. She'll do it.
Yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, you got to have some sort of conversation. You can't just be quiet like, I don't know, and yeah, no, whatever. I mean, who wants to talk to a dry person? I mean, I get that. And I've noticed just from my personal experience, women love when you have a conversation. You actually can talk about something outside of being thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about just some regular stuff in life. And women love to tell you all their problems. And if you're a guy who's good at listening and being halfway bootleg psychologist, you are awesome. Because every woman got a problem that she would love to tell you about herself. And if you can give her some sort of relevant advice and it actually, you know, works, I mean, shoot, she won't stop talking to you. And
it, exactly.
Yeah, once you open up, so if you're doing the affection, and she could talk to you like you're a bootleg psychologist, and you just about on your way with her. I mean, that's just mostly, you know, women in general. What's number 3?
Honesty and openness. You know, we just want to be with somebody that we can trust. We don't want to feel like you say, oh, baby, I'm about to go to the grocery store, and 20 minutes later you come back smelling like you just took a shower, you know.
Okay, so, okay. Everybody wants somebody to be honest because, you know, when somebody lying, it's like, you know how they say, if you lie, you're going to cheat. You cheat, you're going to steal. You steal, you're going to kill. You know, everybody say that, okay? So, yes, you don't want somebody lying to you because you catch them in a lie, just from my personal experience, they lie to cover up a lie, to cover up a lie, because you can always trip a person up on a lie. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want somebody to lie to you like that. I mean, because, like I said, it's just not cool. I mean, y'all should be honest as possible, and, you know, that's it. Let me see here. I'm trying to – area code 912, you're on the show.
Yes, I was just calling in just to listen. I saw your topic for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Just to chime in, I just don't think that, you know, if you're going to cheat, you just – that's just a coward way out. I mean, if you
agree.
If you don't want to be married, if you don't want to be with the person, just be a responsible person and just be honest with that person. Just tell them, you know, I don't want to be with you. You know, even if you do it in a respectful way, you can say something like, I really like you as a person, but I'm just not, this relationship is just not for me, and just do it like that. You know, sure, that person may be hurt at that particular time to tell them, but over the long run, after they get over their hurt, they will have more respect for you because you was honest enough to tell them that, then to go out here and to sleep around. And right now it's just too much stuff out here just sleeping around with this, you know, and that's just ridiculous. It's just a coward way out. Just be responsible, be respectful, and just tell that person. If you just don't want to be with them, just be honest with them. And then, you know, like I said, they'll be hurt at that particular time. But, you know, but then when they look back over their life, you know, look back over, they can, then somewhere down the line, you can perhaps become friends, you know, because at least they know that you was honest with them. And that's the main thing, is honesty.
That's right. I agree with that, because that was one of the points that Ms. Gabrielle was saying. She was breaking down the 5 most important things to men and women, and she was covering the honesty part. I don't know, did you catch the other one about affection and conversation or communication?
No, I didn't hear that, but I think all of those, because I just logged them, but I think all of those, you know, and I believe that, you know, I think that some people – you know, you can do things, I guess. Some people say that it can make the person I know some women and some men do the same thing, and that's, the, you know, once they get married, they become so content. They don't keep themselves up. They just feel like, I got a man, you know, I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that. I still don't feel like that's a reason to cheat, but at the same time, I do believe if you don't keep yourself up, that that person can not be physically attracted to you. And I'm not saying, I do know that, you know, once, you know, you get married and, you know, you may not be the size that you were when you first got married, but I do think that I feel personally when I leave the house, I represent my husband, and he the same way. You should want, it's not to say that I feel like a man wants some other man wanting his woman, but at the same time, you should, I think that most men want their women to look good and you know.
Well, yes, they do.
Yeah, we're about to get into that.
That's, any guy that don't that says that, he got a problem. Yes, he does.
And then, you know, like, a man should not want any woman that don't nobody want, you know. And see, some women, they feel like once they get married, they just, I got a man. But, you know, like this woman told me, the same thing you did to get that man, you got to do the same thing to keep him. And you can't go out here just letting yourself just go. Some women, I see some women, they just don't care, you know. And I understand that once you have kids and stuff like that, you know, you may put on a little weight, what have you. But just regardless, you should try to fix yourself up. I mean, I'm not saying you don't, it don't even have to be a lot of money. You can go to Walmart, even on your days off, and just buy hang sweatpants that's nice and presentable, and that with a matching top. It's a nice, if you off on your days off, and put, you know, you can make that look nice. But I've seen women, big, dirty looking T-shirts, and, you know, even if you put a baseball cap on, put earrings on. It's a way that you could make yourself look nice and not come out the house with any kind.
I don't agree with that though either. When you know, I'm like, how can you walk around like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you it's nothing wrong with wearing a T-shirt and some, I mean, flip flops or whatever to the store. I don't expect you to be dolled up 24/7. I mean, come on, who's going to do that? But to walk around with dirty clothes, that's just being trifling. That even has nothing to do.
I mean, I've seen women do it. I saw a woman the other day. She had no bra on. Hair wasn't combed. And I looked at her, and I was like, there is no way she can have a man looking like that. And then I went to the parking lot, and there he was. And I was like, well, whoa.
And then women like that get shocked. And then women like that get shocked, you know, when, you know, the guy start looking and all this other stuff, or he actually do something. It's usually going to be with a chick that's fixing herself up or something. It's not going to be somebody doing that sort of thing. Now, at first, like you said, she was doing all that stuff. But, two, as men, we need to also encourage that, like encourage them by buying them the makeup, buying them the clothes, you know, doing the pedicures and manicures. Like, in other words, we putting it there for you. Now, if you're not doing it then, it's going to be an issue. That's kind of how I think about it. Because some men, they want their woman to do all that stuff, but they're not going to buy them nothing. They're not going to take them. Give me a second. They're not going to take them, you know, anywhere and to get anything done right. And, you know, that's not right either as a man. You're supposed to take care of your woman. But let me see who this is here. Give me a second. Area code 808. You're on the show.
Hi, my name is Nikki. I'm from Hawaii. Well, I live out in Hawaii now. The question that you posed, have you been cheating? Oh, man, I can only tell you. It's been a long 8-year journey of my marriage.
Okay, give me. Hey, sister.
Yes.
Okay. I'm asking you, because you were kind of breaking up. Did you hear what she said, Ms. Gabriella?
No.
Okay, could you repeat what you say you saw the post on Facebook and you was calling in?
Yeah, I saw the post that stated, have you ever been cheated on? And I was saying, the best way I could put it is it's been a long 8-year journey in my marriage when it comes to cheating. Man.
A long 8-year journey? You've been cheated on in your marriage?
Yes, I've been married to my husband for 8 years now.
And how many times have you been, well, hold on. How many times have you been cheated on?
Let's put it like this, I've lost count.
And can I ask you a dumb question?
Of course.
Why are you there?
The first time it happened, we separated. I didn't find out until a year later that this was a situation that had been ongoing to the point where it started to take funds out of our household. We separated. He's in the military. We got married before his military career. He moved on to Hawaii, which is where I eventually ended up at. We were separated for like 2.5 years.
Okay.
We talked about the divorce on several occasions, and then he came back to the table and was like, I know I made a mistake. You know, let's try to do counseling. We don't want to exhaust all our options before we call it a quit.
Uh-huh.
So when he posed this question when he was deployed, I told him, I said, well, if things are staying along the course that they are now, you know, I don't mind trying the counseling. We've been separated for a few years, so I get it. People make mistakes, they grow up, whatever. So I came out here to Hawaii. We did the counseling for a while, and I want to say about 6-7 months into this, being out here, I started finding out little things. And they weren't like, okay, he's sleeping with somebody. You know how little things pop up first. It'll be a phone number here, a chick there, a little too friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to seem like the insecure wife because I know that we had a history. So I wasn't.
Yeah.
If I was going to give him a clean slate, I didn't want to bring that task back into what we were trying to make better. So
uh-huh.
I was like, okay, I'm not stupid, but I'm going to sit back and watch, see how this is going to play out. So again, a year and a half later, a chick pops up. She says she's pregnant. He said it ain't his. They're going back and forth. He gets upset with me because I stay out of the situation. Because I told him, I said, I can't conclusively say that you're not my father of this kid until I get a DNA test because, one, I wasn't here when the situation popped off. And, two, I don't know what you were doing when you were gone. You're telling me one thing. I'm 5,000 miles away. There's nothing I can prove or not prove. I know your history, so I'm not going to jump on your side, but I'm not going to jump on hers either. Somebody's going to have to give me proof of something. So that was the beginning of the breakdown of our marriage because, one, I wouldn't be on his side, and, two, after you get slapped in the face so many times, you don't become, you're not stupid. But my thing was I didn't want to go through my marriage and just give up or just say I didn't at least try. So that's why I had stuck through with him through certain things.
But, okay, I think you tried hard enough after the first time, personally. I mean, if you tried, you did all that. You said you gave him a pass. So not really a pass. You say, I'm going to forgive you after the separation. That's all the forgiveness and trying you need. If he do anything after that, he just don't want to be married, period. And he needs to, go his merry way. Because this is my issue about cheating. Because when I was married to my first wife, she cheated on me, toward the end of the situation, okay? And I found that out. I left. It ain't no working out for me because this is my thing. If you got an issue, you got a problem, we need to talk about it. Don't be, a sucker and go do something like that. Like I said, I'm not going to stay with you. You can go ahead. I can't stop you. You're grown. But I'm going by my merry way because one thing I do know, and I said to myself, well, somebody will want me. Somebody will treat me right. Somebody will be loyal and faithful. I'm not going to worry about you like that. And you, at the end of the day, when you leave them to their own vices, they don't have nothing good out of that. When you've done the right thing in your marriage, and everything wrong going to happen to them. See, that couldn't have been me. I'm sorry. Because I guarantee you, if it had been you doing the exact same thing, I guarantee you, he would have left you on the spot. I promise you. Because the male ego would not be with a woman that cheats on him. We just not going to put up with it. And that's something I just never understood about women, or a lot of women, not all. But why is it that you guys can forgive a man for cheating? How can you do that? Because we, as men, we ain't going to have it. You gone.
I think that's a difference between a woman and a man because women are more, and it goes back to the ego with the woman. Because I know before I married my husband, I was with my ex-boyfriend, and we were together, and he cheated. And that I think that, and I went through, a lot with him, Vanessa, and I think I made up my mind after I met my husband, I'm not going to, just put up with that mess. Because I cannot live my life wondering what you're doing, going through your phone, because of what I went through with my ex. But then I learned also when you get in a relationship, and that's one thing we have to learn as women too, when we stay in these relationships and we have kids like that, especially girls, we're teaching our daughters that this is acceptable for a man to do this. Also, we're teaching our sons that is acceptable for you to do a woman like that. And because they're seeing this stuff how we are living our lives, and that's what they're growing up to accept that. And I do understand because, like I said, with my ex-boyfriend, we used to get a hook up about 5-6 years, and I found out a lot of stuff. So I'm not going to judge you on that. And I think the women, like you said, with men, they're not going to put up with it at all because I think it's an ego thing. They just can't. Whereas women, because we are more emotional and we really do, like with me, when I was with him, we're the ones who work the relationship out. But it comes a time you can't change a person. And you have to think about yourself because if he's sleeping with this person, then, you know, all this disease and stuff that's going around, you know, that's what
that's
I
right.
know in that respect issue. But and then you have to think about your kids. You know, if I have any kids, what am I teaching my daughter? Am I teaching my daughter that this is the way that a man should treat a female? You know, and that these are the things that we teach our kids when we stay in unhealthy relationship. Because I believe that once they do it once, they do it again. They're not going to change. All the thing they do, they just become a little more slicker in how they do mm-hmm. it.
But especially. Well, especially if you give them a pass, on it. But let me.
I mean, with you. But what I'm going to say is that it's different in marriage and being with a boyfriend. It's easier to just up and leave a boyfriend or somebody that you're just dating. When you're in marriage, especially married to somebody in the military, the first thing they're going to tell you is do counseling. Because
my husband's military too. He's retired, but we've been with my boyfriend, was ex-boyfriend, but I do know the procedures that they go through, and I have a good friend right now. She was married to her husband for 20 years, and he cheated on her, and sometimes, I'm telling you something, the military got a little bit easier than the people that's not in the military, because, see, first of all, the military is going to make them, depending on how many years that they've been married to you, they're going to make you take care, because my friend got, if you got kids, they're going to make you pay child support. They're going to make him take care of what he's responsible for taking care of, because like I said, when you're talking military, my husband's Navy. He's only been retired for like a year. And I do know I have a lot of friends that from this military. And, you know, like I said, one of them, she just got divorced probably like a couple of years, well, probably a year or two ago now. And, you know, and so sometimes.
Well, sister, give me a second. Area code 281, you're on the show.
Hello?
Yeah, area code 281. What's going on, bro?
Oh, man. I'm just listening. My bad. But
that's no bad at all. I just saw 281 and Switchboard. I know you a local call, so I said, let's see who's calling locally.
Okay, well, this is Derek.
Okay, what's up, bro?
Hi. Man, I really don't have nothing to say on it right now.
Okay.
Just listen then.
Yeah, you can just listen. So, let me get
back to the point though.
Yeah, that's what I want to get to right now. You was at what, number four?
I lost count now.
The last one you talked about was honesty and.
Yeah, we were talking about honesty and commitment. Let me load the page back up now.
Oh God.
Okay. It's financial support.
Financial support. Why is financial support important? Because, you know, every most females, not all, but most females, the first thing they ask you, what do you work?
Yeah, where you work? What kind of? What is your aspiration? What kind of career you want to have?
Yeah, it's like a job interview. They're always asking you questions like you're on a job interview.
Well, I mean, what kind of woman wants to sit there and go to work while their man is sitting there writing his name on the box of cereal?
A lot of them do. A lot of them don't work. A lot of them use their car and drop them off at work. They're like a baby boy,
well,
like Jody, and he's it.
I mean, there's some females that will tolerate that, but for the most part, most women don't want that kind of man. I know there are females that would tolerate a man sitting around the house not doing anything, or a man who is like a part-time janitor or something, and work 16 hours a week. Some girls would be cool with that, but not a lot. So women want to feel like they're going to be taken care of. We want financial support. We want to be able to, you know, like if something happens and she loses her job, she wants her husband to be able to help out.
Help out?
Even if you're not going to be the breadwinner, at least we want to feel like, you know, if push comes to shove, we're gonna be able to at least eat and have the lights on for the month.
And yeah, because like I said before, most all women ask that question, And the more that you can answer that question and relate it back with, yeah, I work here, I do this, and it's a great answer, then, hey, like you said, because
their eyes get all big. And
well, it's not that. It's that some people think, some guys think it's a money thing, oh, she's being money hungry. No, it's not, because whatever person you with, you got to kind of know what they're going to bring to the table, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, now, as guys, we don't focus on that, but women do focus on that because, like you said, they want to know if something happened to them, they have a child or whatever, they ain't got to worry about the lights going off and they come and pick up the car. You're not going to pay the car note being the man. So, yeah, I get that. Now, what's point number five?
Last one for women is commitment to family. I think that's a given.
Commitment to family. Okay, in what regards? Her personal family or the family you make?
No, I'm talking about that we just basically want to have a strong family unit. And we want to be able to have family time. Like, we want to have a family
time. I believe most women are like that. Even the ones that can't get a man, they want that.
Mm-hmm.
They want that. You know, like, even though the marriage rate is constantly declining, I don't really think it's because of women is declining. I think it's because of men. Because more and more men just refuse to get married. I mean, they outright refuse. You know what I'm saying? But, like, as I stated before, feminism, it contributes to that, and also the stock of how women are these days, to sit in and just lay down with any man don't require him to be anything. So why would a guy get married? You know, if they had an attitude, you know, why buy the cow and get the milk for free?
Well, there's women that'll...
But that goes right back. Hold on, let me address that point. My wife said don't stop him from making babies. No, it don't stop him from making babies, because these females lay down with him like it ain't nothing. So it goes back to it. Why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? Let me see who this is. Let's see. You got a bunch of numbers in your phone. I can't 011323. Are you calling out the country?
No.
Yeah, you.
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Where are you calling from?
Okay. Actually, I'm calling from Mississippi. It's a California number because I used to be from there, but it's coming from my Skype. I've called like a couple of times, a couple of your shows. But
okay, yeah. You out there in L.A., right?
Yeah. Now, I think before I had a fan problem, the thing was kind of messing up the show for a bit. But I think to be able to identify a red flag from an imperfection of a person, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not perfect people, so... To be able to recognize, okay, well, this is just this person's flaw or something they need to work on, or is it just a reoccurring pattern, red flag that you need to just go ahead and address and see whether you want to be with that person or not. So my thing is basically being able to distinguish what is a red flag and what is just a human imperfection.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I see exactly what you're saying.
So what do you think about that?
Well, we all got flaws, no matter who we are, male and females. And, you know, so it just depends on what flaws that you can deal with from that person. And is it something that you guys can work through? Because some people have flaws, and they're willing to work to get better at it. You know what I'm saying?
Not to cut you off, advice, but I'm just saying, like, how do you discern, how do you tell that flaw from an actual red flag, though? That's what I really wanted to say, because that's the point.
I'm gonna tell you what. Lying is not a flaw. Right now, I tell you that's not
true.
A flaw. I don't care what you say.
Okay.
It's not a flaw. You deceptive, and you gonna do something you ain't got no business. Spending money way too much is not a flaw for me. You got a habit, and I can't deal with that habit because you gonna have me broke. That's how men get involved with females. And they got money in the bank. They look up. They only got $10. You know what I mean? Stories I've heard from guys, you know, making $2,000 or $3,000 in the paycheck, and then come home and only got $73 left. That female had that problem way before she got with him. You need something.
You
got to pay attention. Do what?
Sorry about that. Another comment I was going to say too is like unrealistic expectations from both sides. You know what I mean? That can cause trouble in the future as far as like an affair or something like that, because if you get your girl or whatever, just like somebody said earlier, they were talking about, however you got that person, you need to maintain that. But a lot of times, people are putting
so much extra into getting that person that they go over and beyond what their norm is, and it's just not human possibly to maintain it. Because, like, if you're spending that much time as far as talking with them because they love to talk, but then at the same time something else is going to be lacking in a category, maybe it might be the financial side. So then they might be like, okay, I'm cool with the talking thing, but yet at the same time they want to have some material, you know, material treasures and things like that. And so that's when it gets tricky, and then the person just is in a burnout mode, and then they really don't want to talk, right?
Well, you know, relationships, you know what I'm saying, it depends on the person you're with, of course. But you have financial difficulty at times. You're going to have that, and that happens here and there. But in life, we got to hold on, give me a second here. I was thinking something. In life, man, we got to realize that we're going to have our ups and we're going to have our downs. And we can't, you know, sit here and just, you know, only want to be there for the good and not be there for the bad. You get what I'm saying?
So that comfort, yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. And I think let me stop because I don't want to be hogging the show, because stuff just comes to me as you speak. You know, a different conversation goes on, other points. So I would just say this last thing and I'll sit back. Comfort zones, too, is a real issue, because your comfort zone is not my comfort zone, and so on and so forth, right? So, like, if you come from a household where you had to work to get everything, or if you come from a household where things were maybe handed to you, so some of those things come into play later on, too, because when you start living together and this person might be leaving stuff around, you know what I'm saying? They're not used to just, oh, after they fix something, after they make a mess and clean it up. So comfort zones is another issue because people get distressed.
Well, you know, some of the things that you're kind of describing sound like, you know, just people have different ways of, you know, living, and you got to kind of blend that, you know, together. You know, for instance, this is something like, give you an example. The way my wife was raised, like, anybody can go in the fridge and get whatever food they want. The way I was raised, you better ask, because you don't know what's in who that's for. So
yeah,
we had to learn how to blend that together. We had to learn how to blend that together. So that's like just example. You know what I'm saying? That's not a major problem, but everybody have different ways of being. I mean, when you get with somebody, it's just two people trying to blend themselves into one. Sometimes you got to compromise with some, you know, things in life. Not everything is going to be your way. Sometimes you got to meet each other in the middle. But, I mean, it can work. You know, so, I mean, that's, but that's a relationship, and that's actually working at your relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, Ms. Gabriella.
Okay, I'll fall back.
Oh, I know you were. Ms. Gabriella, let's go with number one for men.
All right, I'm getting, this is funny, too. Sexual fulfillment. See, I can't speak on this, so I'm not a man.
I wouldn't elaborate on that. I wouldn't. Okay. Now, do you feel that? Do you feel that's important, brother?
Yeah. You know what? I think when I was. Are you talking to me or somebody?
No, you're the only guy I'm talking to right now.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody was else. When I was younger, I think it was maybe more so important. But as I got older, you know, it's still important, but it's not so much emphasis on it. You know what I mean? I think it's more like, because when you go through maybe a couple of bad relationships, the other things start to be of more, you champion it more, they're more important. Like if somebody's truthful, honest, you know, they're just straight up front with you, you start to hold that like on a pedestal over some of the things that you can get from anybody, like sexual pleasures or whatever like that. You know, everybody's equipped with these parts, right? So they can do that. They can fulfill that if they don't want to be lazy. But the other characteristics that really make up a genuine person that you would like to be around and stay around, those things are hard to come by. So as far as just the answer,
especially these days, because a lot of females, all they can offer is their body nowadays. So
what you was talking about, like being that is important to us as men, no matter what. I mean, that's just the truth. But it's not the sole thing that's important. You get what I'm saying? What you're saying, like when you're much younger, you know, you'll focus on that when you're younger. But when you, you know, become a man, older man, you say, wait a minute, I need a woman that's going to be, you know, there for me. You know, somebody I can watch a Netflix with, a red box.
Exactly.
I ain't talking, you know what I'm saying? Not these little dumb, you know, teeny bopper candy filled holes. You don't want them.
That's why it goes into point number two, which is recreational companionship. And that's just somebody that a guy can just chill with.
Yeah, you know, you can have fun with, too. Like, I talked to a dude the other day, and I was saying about, you know, he was talking about going out. And I said, you know, when I go out, I really, you know, go out with my wife, have fun with her. He's like, oh, no, I can't even go out with my wife, man. I got to go out with the dudes and do this and do that. I'm like, why? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I always said, if you be with a woman, you need to enjoy spending time with her. You don't want to be, like, trying to spend time away from her. Like, why? I understand you may have guys' night out or girls' night out. I get it. But some dudes just refuse to go out, period, with their wives. Some of them. And they got some women that don't even want to go out with their husbands either. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's dumb. Why would I be with you if I don't want to be out with you? That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to get married. Marry somebody you enjoy being around.
True.
Because
you
got to
see them all day, so, you know.
It's dumb.
And
yeah,
if you don't want to...
Go ahead.
And if you don't want to be with that person, if you want to just hang out, if that's what you want to do is hang out, you know, you enjoy hanging out with the boys, you enjoy hanging out with the girls all the time, don't get married. You know, just don't get married. Just which a lot of them are not getting married anyway, but, you know, just live that life.
Especially a lot of brothers.
Yeah, they just, and it's so sad because but I see a lot of men that live their life like that, and then they just die old and lonely. I mean, you cannot be a player for the rest of your life. I mean, you can be one, but you're going to die alone. I mean, you know, going back to the military, like my husband, he just retired, but I know I work on the base, too. And I know this guy, you know, he was high-ranking military. He you know, but the whole time he was married, he admitted it. He, you know, he cheated on his wife for years, and she just, after 30 years, she just got fed up with him. So they end up getting divorced, and, you know, he moved. They live about, like, 5-6 hours away. But the bottom line is, you know, he's about 60-something years old now, and, you know, he ran his whole life, just cheated. And now, you know, it's just, he has a girlfriend now, but he's not really happy. I guess his kids pulled away from him through everything they went through, and I think one of his sons now, you know, is talking to him and stuff like that. But just to hear his story, just, you know, and this guy, you know, it's just sad. I mean, you know, because
it is sad to have a guy that old still fooling with females. And I see him all the time. They be like, oh man, I always cheat on my wife. They think it's great to cheat, and they, you know, they just are like, why? I've always asked them, why are you doing that, man? Like, why? Like, do you something? Because I don't like to hear that from another guy. I say, why are you doing that to her? He say, well, man, I gotta get other females, and I gotta get it in, and all this other stuff. I'm like, man, you can get it in at home. Well, you don't know what these females got. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got a woman, you know her hygiene, you know everything. Why are you doing?
And when they get that age, I think it's more about trying to see if they still got it. You know, that's just. But it's just some of them. They're just, you know, they have lived their whole life just cheating, and then some of them that don't get married. And then you're going to get to the age where, you know, you're not going to be able to do for yourself.
Oh, you will be depressed because I know somebody that actually did that. I don't want to get into my own personal life, but I know somebody close to me that did that, cheated on his wife forever. And he cheated on her multiple times, just like the guy you just mentioned. And now his kids pulled away from him. The kids refuse to talk to him. And he's depressed. And he's lonely. And
that's why this guy,
I mean, you can't do it forever.
Well, give me a second, guys. I need to jump on. Give me a second. Jump on some calls. Area code 612, you're on the show. And I got another local call coming in, too. So.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. I was listening in, and I heard about the cheating males. I think it's more about ego than anything. And sometimes
you think when men cheat, it's about ego?
Most definitely. And when women cheat, it's about ego. It's about
I don't think so. I don't think so with men. I mean, I can tell you just from talking to a lot of guys, being a man myself, I don't think it's so much an ego. I think this dude just can't be tied, well, he feels in his mind tied down to one woman. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, but he why? If not but ego, because you can understand that most sex is nothing but the lowest form of showing your appreciation for somebody. And you know how easy it is to get over somebody after having sex with them. Yeah, your orgasm, you need. And so if that's all it's fulfilling, I feel like the physical part of you is nothing but ego. If you want to move
but then
on
some people,
that,
and also some of those guys are classic cases of sexual addiction as well. Some of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not
yes,
always.
Exactly. So there's something much more that needs to be healed, and not only expressing that. Because I have uncles who have multiple baby mamas, 10 kids by 13 different women, and like.
I don't get
and
it.
The main
like,
thing they're
how?
Looking for is self confidence. Because they're nasty,
how?
Because they don't have self confidence. They don't have any kind of self love. And so they look for their love. They seek love through their women. They make homes of the women. They make healing circles of the women. They make churches of the women, because that's all they know. And, that's all, and women are so, especially black women, they're healers, natural nurturers, and they're always giving. And there's a certain kind of woman they always go to. But,
yeah, and I don't get it because, like, if.
But monogamy
I'm
is
sorry,
a choice.
If
anyway.
I was a woman.
If you want to be.
I'm sorry. Oh, let me ask you. If I was a woman and I hear a guy say he got like 6-7 kids, I'd be like, oh, no, he ain't touching me.
Right.
Like,
but
shoot.
That's
he,
what I'm saying.
That dude make babies all over the place.
Right.
But the thing
that
is,
that woman don't have
one guy, you see this one guy have like about 20 kids, and a lot of times, and I'm going to tell you what happens with a lot of these females, because I know the game. You have one female that got is a baby mama. You have one chick that's not. She feels the other chick got more rights and power with that guy because she a baby mama. So she want a baby too, so she can get to the same equal playing field as the other one. A lot of times I've seen that happen. Oh, yeah, I've seen it happen. Yeah, you could.
Because they feel like
somebody's
the baby's
taking her head. Oh, yeah, I've seen it happen plenty of times. Well, I was about to answer that call, too, that 713 call that just dropped. I was just about to answer. Anyway, let me get to this other caller because I got calls. I don't want people just getting off the line. Eric O 607, you on the show.
What up, Phil?
What's up, man? Who's this?
It's Bernard, man.
Okay, what's up, man? What you got to talk about the cheating, bro?
I ain't really get a chance to hear too much within the show. I just called in. But, I mean, if I can actually elaborate after everybody else come in, I'll chime in.
All right, cool. Ms. Gabriella, what's number, what are we on, number 3?
Yep.
What's that?
The next one is an attractive spouse. So, you know, a man wants a woman that looks good. We already talked about that, you know, the homely-looking woman with the sweatpants at Walmart. So, you know.
No, let me correct my wife on stuff right now. We're not talking about sweatpants. We're talking about them pants. They look horrible. They look like you pulled it from underneath the bed.
Ooh.
Dirty. You ain't like that.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a cute pair. Like
No. She just thought I meant sweatpants. No, I'm responding back to it. Hold on. This call just dropped. Hold on. Let me answer that.
Mm.
Like, really? Okay, here it goes, 713. You on the show.
Hey, what's up? Hey, this is Jay. Hey, I'm just online trying to hear and understand what's going on, just in case I could put in some words, or if I got any questions other than y'all, so I'm going to ask you what's going
all right.
on, too.
All right, Pimpin. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what we were talking about, the attractive. Most every guy, I don't know what guy, wants an attractive woman, or he deems as attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Every guy. I tell women that a guy should always look at you with attraction, and he should always lust after you. It's the truth. If your guy is highly lusting after you, is a good thing. You don't want him lusting after somebody else.
Yeah. A lot of women, they get comfortable, though. I notice it. And then I was watching a video on YouTube. A man was talking about how he was just talking about white women. We're not going to talk about race here, but it was a white guy talking about white women. And he said every single time once they get to their 40s, they sit there and listen to their silly friends that don't have a man when they tell them to cut their hair off. And I don't know about.
Well, that's not true, because in the area I live in, them white women stay on top of their game. They get their plastic surgery done. They get their Botox done. They always working out. They be working out like 6 a.m. in the morning, barely light on. They run around with them headlights on, running. Them white women around here be working out.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, some women do that, though. They let themselves.
Well, yeah, some women in general. Some women in general, yes, they do. They just like, oh, I got a man, now forget it. I'm a whatever.
80 pounds.
But let me tell you, to elaborate on that, because, you know, and I have to be honest with this and say this right here, because I think, and having white friends and just hanging around white friends and stuff like that, I think that white men do a better job of holding their women to standards, because they know that those white men don't like, if white, most white guys do not like women that are overweight. If you're not going to hardly see a white guy that start dating. Now, don't get me wrong. They may have a white wife that may, once they have dated them or married them, and once they have kids, the wife may have gained some weight. But just for it's like going out and just picking up an oversized woman, most white guys don't like that. And most of the women know, the white women know, that they have, you know, that they have done a better job, I think, of setting standards of knowing what these white guys like. And, you know, even though black guys are now saying that they don't like women that's overweight, and I do think that black women
Let me tell you something. That is like a rare breed. And like I said, it's a rare, because the white man's standard of beauty is that thick, skinny, bone-showing type of female. Black men like, you know, curvy women. For the most part.
Yeah, but there's different things.
As a matter of fact, check this out. There's something I want to add. Let me add something about this. When I did that video with Karen Lee Potter, and she was saying this, she said one thing she said I envy about, she was saying about black women, they can eat anything they want, and their men love them. She said, but white men, oh no, we got to starve ourselves to keep.
Exactly. They don't. That's what I'm going back to say. They don't really like those women. You know, that size. And I know white women that will be, and like I said, to be fair to black women, because there are black women that are working out now, because even with me being in a running group, the Black Girls Run, there are a lot of girls, women, black women that have started working out. It's all, you know, I'm seeing more than what it used to be, that they're taking better care of their health. Now, if you were to ask, are there a lot of them that could do better? Yes, of course. But, you know, I think those, a lot of them know. I mean, I even had a white friend. She liked this white guy, and she said he was telling her everything was fine as far as her attitude. They could talk all day long, but he wasn't physically attracted to her because she had a little weight on her.
But the thing, I don't know who got some noise in the background. I don't know who that is.
Can I chime in?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, here's my thing with the just from a personal training standpoint, when it comes to, since we're on the topic of black women and working out, there's a misconception, a huge misconception on what's considered thick and what's considered fat.
Well, I agree with that.
I've met girls that are easily pushing 300 something pounds, talking about their thick, and their stomach farther than their butt, and they will not work out. And then, like, I've had other people where they'll be working out, and they'll be some would consider them skinny, but they're not skinny. They got curves, their bones ain't showing. Their bodies fight gravity. You know what I'm saying? And dang, I kind of lost where I was going with this. But help me out, somebody.
Like, they don't want to work out because they don't want to lose their thickness. That's what they say. And so
why would they work out when you got thirsty Negroes acting a fool? You remember like that?
Yeah, exactly.
You remember that spicy Cajun
Superdome girl? You know,
so you remember that spicy Cajun chick? You seen that video?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How they was acting? So why would that girl even consider working out when they acting like that over her?
That's totally disgusting.
I mean, these guys, I mean, you should have seen it. I was like, oh, man, they had this one guy that went off so bad. Oh, no, those guys on that video, oh, by God, it was the funniest video ever. He was screaming. about how thirsty these guys are.
She was like, she's beautiful.
Yeah. Like, oh, she's
fine. My God.
Was he drunk?
He gonna marry her? She had a bow wig on.
And then the most disgusting one was the one when the lady had the fishnet. She had the fishnet pants on, and this lady.
And that's what we're talking about. The fishnet chick.
Yeah, spicy Cajun. You know what I'm talking about, right? That video?
That's what we're talking about. The girl with the fishnet pants on. And the leather shirt.
Lord, I thought I was going to throw up.
But them dudes are acting like that chick was the last.
She had seen it. Like,
them dudes are acting like that chick was the last piece of chicken in Popeyes. Seriously.
But they were low-class themselves. What can you expect? What decent, attractive, educated woman would want any of those dudes? I mean,
I'm not trying to go too much racial, but the thing is, come on, I'm sorry. Brothers are the most thirstiest men I've ever seen. I'm sorry, they are. they accept anything. They have, a lot of them don't have no standards. A lot of them don't.
Yeah, that's true.
And when you run into a brother with some standards, they want to say you stuck up. I'm like, wait a minute,
exactly.
I got standards. Well, what's wrong with me having standards? I got to sit up and accept any old thing, but that's the norm for black men. We accept any old thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now, hold on. But that's the black man mistake today as it is. They accept anything instead of actually going out there, seeing a beautiful woman, getting to know a beautiful woman. She's smart, intelligent, got her head on straight, instead of picking all these other hood rats around the street. That's a black man mistake as of today.
But
they
it's so,
they,
but
they go for looks and appearances instead of getting to know somebody first.
And then when you have a woman that
don't want that effort, though, it's too hard for them. Because if you meet an attractive woman, it's a little bit harder to even get her to even want to talk to you.
You gotta, as a man, you want a woman that's decent. You gotta have something, but you gotta be something too. You can't be like them dudes, broken a joke, and think you don't talk to a woman like that. She's gonna look at you like stupid. She's gonna waste her time. Why would she?
And, you know, you did a video on that. Remember you said you had asked them, you know,
Okay, hold on. Somebody, she's trying to ask a question. I keep hearing some other talking. Okay, you said I did a video on what?
Yeah, how you were talking about why some men online are disrespectful, because I think the brother, he hit the hammer on the nail when he said that they go out, they get these ratchet women that's purely ratchet, and then because they don't know class themselves, and then when they get the woman that's no good in the first place, and she dogs them out, then they want to go online talking about all women when they, A, have nothing to offer themselves.
Well, that's true,
because
a lot of these guys that's running around talking about, you know, they just hating females or hating black females or whatever. If you do some research into their relationship history, 9 times out of 10, it was nothing but hood rat hoes. Like, what do you expect?
Exactly.
What do you expect? I mean, I guarantee, because most of these guys are complaining they haven't dated a decent woman. It's rare to hear them say they date decent women. You know what I'm saying?
Most of them have dated hood rats.
It's all about your choices.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, but a lot of dudes don't want to put in the time and building themselves to get to the point where they can get those women who are decent. Because if you don't build yourself, they're not going to look at you. They're like, why would I want you? I got a career. I got everything I need. Why would I need you, like, having you in my house like you my son? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they out there going for the easiest one instead of actually going out there trying to put effort into it.
That's all they can get. If these guys... You know, a lot of them don't want to get educated. They don't. They don't want to pursue business. They don't pursue nothing. Okay, they just want just a regular job if that. Or some of them don't want to work, but yet they want this high class woman they never get. Like, I don't expect that woman to be with you. So all they can get is hood rats, and these hood rats be hood rats. They eating up all their food stamps and welfare, and they want to get mad the chick cheat on them. Well, come on.
Right.
You get what you get. Well, give me a second. Let's see here. Erico 707 on the show.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was calling in because I was listening in or whatnot. And I just had a question. I'm questioning myself. This is for me or whatnot. And I want to, you guys are talking about relationships or whatnot. And me, I just want to know, like, what's the natural relationship according to nature?
Well, I can't speak for nature. What do you define as a relationship?
Like, that's why I'm asking you guys out here.
I can't really answer what a relationship is until you define to me what you think a relationship is.
Ain't that what should we go off of, though? Like, nature? Like, what's nature's
natural? I don't worry about nature. I just worry about individuals. So this is what I'm saying. You personally.
But ain't an individual nature, though?
I mean,
nature's trees in the sky, not human beings. But what I'm trying to say is, what do you define as a relationship? So I can get to
not human being. Ain't a human being part of nature? Ain't we all part of nature? That's where I'm.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Throw out nature. What do you define as a relationship?
But should we go to nature for that? The natural path is nature, right?
I'm not trying to have a relationship with no tree or no grass. So I'm saying,
in the animal kingdom, there are some species that mate for life. So I mean, there's whales and monkeys
no animal, because animals will get away with impregnating all the chicks they want. They don't have to pay a lick of child support.
I
don't want to talk to them.
I think I know what he means.
How you doing, brother?
I think what he's trying to say is, like, when it comes to natural, what do we feel is like? He's trying to figure out, you know, how to get the right woman that he wants based upon what's needed. I think.
And I get the gist of what he's saying, but I need to know, like, exactly where he's at and what he think a relationship is. I can't say a word unless he tell me what he thinks. I mean, what he think a proper relationship is.
Well, I don't know, because we all so messed up. The divorce rate is
okay.
At 98%,
well, I don't care about other people. But what I'm trying to say is, let's start simple. Do you believe in monogamy?
What I think it is. I'll tell you personally what I think it is from my half. I think a relationship is where two people are fully illuminated.
Okay. Illuminated in what?
Based upon nature, is where they're both free. They can do whatever they want. And according to science, they say that's proved. Like, if two people are fully illuminated, there should be no problems. But...
is you don't want to be in a monogamous relationship. That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like to me, too. When he threw the word free in there, I say, oh, okay. Because I asked a simple question. Do you believe in monogamy?
Yes.
Okay. So you think you can find one woman that you'll stick with?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, I'm asking you. I don't know what you think.
I'm just saying, that sounds like nature to me. I don't know.
Well, you can tell. Let's finish the point. You get it together with nature. Let me. You know, you and the nature talk to each other before I come back. Let me get to this call.
We almost done. And the show is almost over.
Yeah,
so
Erico 586. You on the show? Okay. Hello. Erico 586. Okay, are they still on? I guess they ain't saying anything. Okay. I heard an eye. But anyway, let's get real. What point? You was at point number four before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to finish this before we...
Yeah, well, Miss Gabriella, go ahead and finish.
Anyway. All right. Okay, the last, the fourth one is domestic support. That basically means that a man wants to be able to come home and have peace and quiet. And, you know, he wants the wife to basically not, like, take care of him, like, be his slave, but, you know, like give them back rubs, cook dinner, just make things easier for them.
Well, you're talking basically, I get it. You're saying men want a woman to be somewhat domesticated. In other words, he want her to be able to make a good sandwich.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it says basically a woman to take care of things. Like, I mean, rub Vicks Vapor Rub on his chest when he's sick, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I know the strong, independent feminism people won't like it, but...
And that's why they buy themselves. That's why they should join each other's team and be lesbians and don't even date men.
But at the same time, it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the woman's ass. It does
go both ways. We focusing on the list tonight. I know it goes both. Everything in relationship goes both ways. If you think about it, anything we talking about goes both ways. Men want you to communicate. Men want some sort of affection. Men want to trust, you know, how to trust a woman. I mean, everything you named on the women's list, a man can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, yeah, it does. All that stuff goes both ways. We just talking about this particular list that stood out for men versus women in the area of relationships. So, yes, most men that I know would say they want a woman that can cook, you know, somewhat. A woman that's clean. You get what I'm saying? Because I've seen women... That you see them out, they're $1 million, and you go to their house, and their house is a mess. They got stuff everywhere. You even want to sit down. I'm like, oh, no, I got to get out of here.
The roaches greet you before she does.
Yeah, she focuses on her looks and not trying to clean her house. Like, you dirty somebody. And then I'm sorry, but I'm about to say, I always said this. I tell every guy that if she don't clean her house, she don't clean somewhere else. That has always been my statement. Sorry.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, yeah, that's just a proof statement.
Hey, it makes sense, though.
Shoot. Not cleaning our house. That house, you know, think about it. You got somebody coming over to your house, or you think somebody coming over to your house. Why don't you pick your house up? You know what I'm saying? Like, vacuum the floor. Sweep, mop. Do something. You know what I'm saying? And also, I'm going to throw this at guys. Guys, just because you're single don't mean your house got to be filthy either. There's a lot of guys got filthy houses, and they single. I mean, put your send it all plugins in and clean your house.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a dirty, you know, bathroom and a toilet full of piss stains. Clean your stuff, man.
Ew.
Yeah, man, I can't even.
A lot of guys be like, "Well, I'm a man, so I don't have to clean up."
I don't think a woman should want a dirty man either.
Heck no. I don't agree with that at all.
Yes,
we clean.
Right.
Some of us clean. Man, I can't stand a dirty bathroom. If I go to a girl's place and her bathroom looking like who did it and why, I walk the hell out.
Huh.
That's right. Because it goes right back to what I was saying before. You don't know if her hoo-ha is clean. If she ain't cleaning her house.
All right. So let's go.
Or the box. Whatever word you want to use.
Lord G.
Yeah, we use the
bot. Okay, so last one is admiration and respect. A man needs the woman to feel proud of him.
I think the respect thing is actually more important than the sex thing.
These aren't even.
Yeah,
even
I know. No, but I'm saying, I think, in my opinion, for men, if your woman don't respect you and try to emasculate you and put you down, that's just going to shut you down with her automatically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why women shouldn't be calling men certain names either, to try to break you
especially
down and
like
challenge
sitting there putting them down in front of the children.
That, hitting him or hitting him in front of the children, or calling him a punk or sissy or faggot or all kind of other words.
Nothing, you ain't shit in front of the kids.
Yeah, trying to emasculate him and not respect him. Yeah.
I agree with you on that one, advice, man. Girls not dated in the past, if they had a respect problem, we couldn't even speak. Like, it was, this is too much. I've been in a situation where, as far as respect goes, they like that I'm doing good, but they don't like that I'm doing better than them. And I never understood that at all, you know. I would think you would want to talk to someone that has a career and is doing right, but instead
and you want to compete with them. And it's like, why compete when you can walk with me? You feel me?
You're supposed to be on a team. It's not all this competition stuff. I mean, you know, a divided house gonna fall every time. So you gotta before you can get involved with somebody, you say, listen, this is what I'm about. What are you about? And if we can match well together, and if we can't match well together, then you know, hey, no big deal. You go your way, I go my way. You get what I'm saying? Now we get into the last 30 minutes of the show. I stated this at the beginning. We got through all five of them, Ms. Gabriella. You like that? We got through all five before this part of the show?
Yeah, we actually stayed on. I know.
Congratulations,
like,
Gabriella.
This is like a first.
All right, Ms. Gabriella, thank you for your award. Anyway, the last 30 minutes of the show, we want to talk about anything you want to talk about, no matter the subject, whatever. This is what I want to do. So anybody got something to say? You want to speak your mind? You want to go off? You want to rant? Go ahead. It doesn't matter to me. Right about now.
All right. Can I say something?
All right. Go ahead.
Who first? Okay. Okay. So I got the floor. I want all of y'all to check on my website.
Like, seriously, Ms. Gabriella?
You love me.
Is that a rant? Is that a freaking rant, Gabriella?
Look. I got to eat, too, okay? So it's everybody get on your browser right now. www.gigi-asare.com. Okay? There you go.
All right. I got one. Is Lenore there? Because she texted me saying she's trying to talk. I don't hear you talking. Is Lenore there? Oh,
Lenore,
okay.
You're on the line, Lenore. Lenore not saying that. So what line is she on? Hold on. Let's see here. Hold on. Let me see. I can try and let this call in. Error code 727. You're back on the show, and I'm going to let in area code. Let's see this brother pop up. 323. You're back on the show. As I stated before, this is the time to talk about whatever you want. You're pissed off. You want to rant? Go ahead. We got 27 minutes to go. Who's going to go first?
I go first.
Okay.
Yvonne, so you heard about that pastor that stopped in the church, that revival?
Yes, I heard about that. I did a video on that, but I'm probably not going to speak on it too much until after my video come out after the show. But, yeah, I heard about it. I heard the circumstances behind it and everything.
Yeah,
the only thing I'm going to say about that situation is he got what he deserved.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happened. This is all intertwined about the cheating thing, man. People ain't going to take too kindly when you cheat on their wives and their daughters. Having an affair.
Hey, it wasn't no cheating thing. It wasn't that. What came out is that she filed a criminal complaint on him that he raped her 2 days prior, so the husband went to the church house. All right, somebody moving around with that phone or something. She went complaining on him that he raped her, and that husband went over there. He was an ex-deacon of the church. He went over there and dealt with him. I mean, come on, what man gonna sit there and let some other man get away with raping his wife if he know where he at?
Well, yeah, I mean, that pastor got his comeuppance.
Yep, you know? He got dealt with. He know good and well by the word of the Lord, he don't supposed to be even doing nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
one last final point. There's a book I want you to if you get the chance to recommend for people. It's called Breaking the Line. It's talking about the historical black college football that transformed the sport and changed the face of the civil rights. It's called Breaking the Line.
Okay. All right, cool. I thought you were going to say 48 Laws of Power.
No. We're talking about it's a real historical book about our people in black college football. And I just want to know what your thoughts is once you do the research on it.
Okay.
It's a new book.
Okay. Let me see here. What we got here? Okay. Anyway, next person got anything to say? Rant, got any questions for me while you got me on the line? about any situation. A lot of people be writing me, now you got me on the line, so you can ask me whatever you like.
Why?
Everybody mute. Everybody had something to say earlier.
Oh,
don't get scared now.
Now,
see, when I'm talking, I'm not scared to say something. Now I'm putting you on the spot. Go ahead, do your thing. You don't want to say nothing.
Okay. Hey, I know I left for a little bit, but I came back. I don't know what you guys were talking about for like 20 minutes because I had to go do something. But going back to that topic, as far as like the affairs and things like that, do you think sometimes people meet somebody too early on in life? And then they just outgrow the person. I mean, it's still a cowardly move.
That can happen. Yeah. Sometimes you with a person and you just outgrow them because you're still in the growing phase. And they don't grow up with you. They're still, like, childish in nature. And sometimes you may have to get away from them due to that. Because they're too childish.
What about the honeymoon phase?
Hold on.
When you first meet someone.
Give me a second here. I'm trying to let everybody in. I mean, they're coming in. Area code 336 and 615. You on the show?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? You got anything to say? We on the freestyle part of the show where we can say anything you want.
Yeah.
Well,
I called in early.
Are you gonna go first?
Is this
Milton?
Yeah.
One at a time.
Gotcha. All right, I was trying to get him to call in. All right, there we go.
Alright, I called earlier about when it pertains to like disciplining your child.
Okay.
I remember I watched some of your videos and you said something about what spanking is done, what we should like embarrass our child, you know, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I want to say when it came to me, my childhood was very different, you know.
Okay.
When it came to spanking. Stuff, you know, my mother and father were married, you know. But my father, when it came to my father, his discipline was very different, you know. It wasn't about spankings. My father used to beat the you know what out of me. And I mean, like, I don't mean spanking with a belt. I mean, like, I remember I used to get punched in the face.
Well, let me stop you right there. That's not discipline. That's abuse. That's totally different.
You don't pick up your fist to punch
your children. I mean, you know, like I said, I tell anybody all day long, I got the switch. Well, I had to go outside and break the stick off the tree and pick my switch. That's a psychological thing for a child in itself. Like, dog, if I pick that one, it's going to hurt. I pick this one, it's going to sting. So you're trying to pick the right one to choose your pain. I got a belt. You know, most of the switches and belts are slipper. I got the slipper thrown at me. I got hit with a broom before. But nothing bled, nothing bruised.
I never got the extension card, though.
Well, my wife got the extension card. But I never got the extension card.
I got everything, though. But the thing about it was, he would do this, but after he get done, he would bring you downstairs and justify it by reading a scripture to the Bible. Saying, like, well, God said I can do this. God said if I wanted to, I can kill you if I wanted to. Stuff like that.
Well, that's a lie. How God didn't say that? How he gonna put in the Ten Commandments, "Thou shalt not kill," then tell her that she can kill you? That's a lie.
But most people don't read the Bible.
Most people don't even know the Bible, but they find scriptures that meet their particular evil at that time period. Yes, there is a scripture in the Bible that says you spare the rod, you spoil the child. In other words, if you refuse to discipline your children, they're gonna be like these kids all today. You know what? You can't discipline your kids. So they spoil, they don't do nothing, they're lazy, they talk back, they cuss, they do all this stuff. Now, back when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, you get slapped in your mouth or get your mouth washed out with soap. I got that. I cussed one time at my grandma's house, and she washed my mouth out with Zest soap. I still know how that tastes to this day, and I'm 34 years old. You know what I'm saying? Now, you do that today in this time period, oh, that's so child abuse. My grandma would have been locked straight up.
Real talk. Yeah, now they just let them do anything. Like, oh, it's
right.
So cute.
You know,
it's okay.
You know what? Look, I said this.
That's how it goes.
But let me tell y'all something. I'm going to say this. I'm going to keep saying this. And no offense to white people or white society. Y'all have a certain way of raising y'all kids. We don't raise our kids that way. Black folks, Hispanics, Asians, whatever. We used to beat our kids. Y'all brought y'all way of raising kids and put on minority kids, and now they got this power they never had. That's why they going crazy. See, you know, white parents, they used to the timeout thing. Black kids used to getting beat. Now they don't get beat no more, and that's why they like they are today. Think about it.
They like forget a timeout. They mom be on my behind like right on rice, tear that behind up.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, man. Boy, I
used to get so bad by my dad and mom, but it got me straight, though. Everyone I know, they got
fucked. It's the truth.
And look,
you grown and don't you appreciate that, though? I don't know. Somebody got to echo. Turn me down or whatever, because I'm hearing echo or whatever. But you know, I'm sorry. Every whipping I got, I appreciate it. I have not said one and say, "Oh man, they did this to me," or "they did that to me." You know what I'm saying? I mean, because it put a lot of morality in you, and it teaches you right and wrong. And then after they did it, they will sit me down and say, "Okay, let me explain to you why I did that and the reasoning why."
Yeah, my dad.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just a beating you for nothing.
I can count my fingers on one hand, but I turned out as a good kid, so.
Well, that's according to you.
I think it depends on the child. You gotta tailor the punishment to the child, because I was way too sensitive for that spanking stuff.
Let me say this quick. Growing up, I'm not gonna lie, I was evil. I was bad as heck. My mom and pops beat the brakes off my behind. But
yes,
they helped me understand why I need to be in life. I graduated school, the head of my class. I got 2 degrees. I'm starting my own computer business. So I ain't complaining nothing my parents did me, because they got me to be the man I am today and provide for my kids like a man's supposed to.
I think women and men need to start asking each other this question. Did your mama whip you when you was a kid? If they say no, you'll say, no, I'm not going to date you.
Run for the hills.
No, I'm not going to date you. That's funny.
I got a question for everybody. Before I leave, how do y'all feel about if you're dating someone and they say they don't want to whip their kids, but you're pro whipping and they're non pro whipping? Let them go.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, I think that's a let go of an offense.
Can I take that one?
Thank you. Yeah. I like to see when a woman get in on them kids. I do. I love it.
To turn on.
I'm
like,
yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
I do.
But when it came to me, though, man, it was, like, very, very difficult, you know. Because, you know what? I can just remember today, I still have nightmares about my father and the things he did to me my whole childhood, you know.
What I suggest for you, I really think you need to, and this no offense, I really think you need to, you know, sit down and talk with a psychologist about that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you still bother to it to this day, and that was abuse. It wasn't discipline. It's totally different. Discipline is used to correct you, to put you on the straight and narrow. You're not beaten to a bloody pulp or anything like that. I mean, I'm like this. If you're drawing blood on your children, you went too far. Period.
I know, but my point is that there's other children like me who are like my age who've been through the same thing, though. And the thing about it is they have kids also, and they don't want to put them kids through the same horror, you know what I'm saying? And maybe that's why you see kids acting so crazy nowadays, because the parents don't want to raise them the same way they was raised.
Well, I'm going to say this much. Not everyone was abused. Most of the parents, I've talked to different guys that have been police officers. Most of the parents don't want to whip their kids because they fear they're going to go to jail. It's not really because they got abused as children. They don't want a criminal record. So they let them get away with a lot of stuff. I had a friend of mine that his daughters were getting so out of hand that he sent them off with his cousin to a military camp, because he told me, he said, man, look, it's either I send them off or I'm going to go to jail. They're doing way too much. They're around 14 or so, 14, 15. He sent them off for a year to Dallas just so they can get themselves straight. And he would go visit them every other weekend, but they would want to come home. And he said, nope, you ain't coming home till you learn how to appreciate this house. He said, because, you know, you're disrespecting your mother, you're disrespecting me. And he'll say, like, I'm just 2 seconds from going in jail. So it's just best you get out of here.
Yeah,
And that's what a lot of these kids need. You want to get grown, get out.
How much is a valet? You know? Okay. Thank you.
Now, how much is what? What are we buying?
Oh, I'm at a restaurant. I'm about to eat, and I didn't feel like parking my car.
Oh, man, you at a restaurant. You about to eat. You ain't inviting nobody. No gift card. No nothing.
I'm all the way in Colorado still.
Man, gift cards make it to Texas.
Yeah, man. Got to do it right. I'm meeting up with some of my coworkers and friends, and I don't feel like.
Well, what y'all eat?
We're eating at Kohana Grill.
Kohana Grill. Well, I've never been there. Good.
Shoot, wherever it is, I'm looking at Maseratis, Aston Martins, and Lamborghinis in the parking lot. So wherever I'm at, these people rich.
Now don't try to act like it's your car and go stand by and say take this picture so I can put it on Facebook so you can be stunning for them.
I got a raise.
Yeah, I got a raise. That's what niggas do, boy. Niggas will go buy an expensive car, but won't go buy a house.
Oh, no. See, if I get a raise, they gave me a company car. Now I'm going to be like, yep, got a car. Plus the expense.
Yep.
But, yeah, I'm about to get on this sushi game right quick.
Man, sushi good, bro. I love sushi.
Real talk.
Sushi is good. You know, I tell a coworker of mine about sushi, like, sushi, that's just nasty. I said the same thing until my wife got me to try it. She said, well, they had some cooked sushi. I said, oh, what? So I tried it, and the junk was good. Ever since then, I've been hooked.
Oh,
sure,
yeah.
Sushi go off the chain.
Plus, you gotta take a little bite of that wasabi and that little ginger piece, and that just sets it off.
I don't fool that wasabi. I put that duck sauce on there.
Yeah.
I don't fool that
duck
wasabi.
Oh
no.
Oh man. Y'all wanna know something funny? I used to not like hot sauce and everything. And like a girl I used to date, she used to love it. Huh?
Said, are you black?
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, but
you know, you get with a lady.
Hot sauce.
Let's get real. What you think?
I felt like it had no flavor. But one day, me and my boys, we all took our girls out on a massive super date thing to this hibachi grill. And
man,
I
he didn't go on a date. He went on a super date. Wow.
For real.
And we was all sitting around the fire and all that stuff. And I saw the wasabi. I thought it was like guacamole or something. I went and I grabbed the whole thing and ate it right there. Oh,
that was smart. That was smart.
Oh, man, I wish I'd have been there. I'd have been recording you.
Wow,
man.
I would have had it on YouTube ASAP.
Yep.
Check this out.
Putting you on everywhere. Putting you on Vine. Putting you everywhere.
That's not all, though. Check this out. So that happened, and I'm like, this tastes good. And all of a sudden, it felt like just fire just started coming out my nose and my eyes and my ears. Just like, man, what is this? But I didn't want to show no weakness in front of these girls.
I bet you learned your lesson, though.
Hey, particular, I didn't show it right, but a little tear went down my face. And then
you sound like a tear
friend,
about to go down your face right now.
Ah,
dang.
And it came down, and then my best friend was like, bro, what's wrong with you? I said, nothing. He said, what's going on? My contact. And then he says, did you eat that right there? I said, yeah. And he goes, man, let me try that. I said, it's hot. Let me try that. He ate that thing. He was spitting up water. He almost flipped his plate over. So he didn't eat as much as I did, so I feel I did pretty good. He said,
wow.
But ever since that day, I can eat hot sauce and all that now. Like, it tastes good.
That's a shame.
Because I used to hate it.
Ask before you eat something.
that's funny, though. That is so funny.
I would shoot. While y'all laughing, I wish I could have got it on video, too. Because if y'all could see what I saw in my head, what I really wanted to do, oh, man, I would have been YouTube, Vine, Daily Motion rich. Later, they would have me on a Good Morning America. So what caused you to eat that piece of wasabi?
then you should have done it.
You should have. Yeah, you should have done it.
Real talk, B.
So you never know, it could went viral or whatever, and everybody been laughing at you and with you.
And it's just what made it so funny though is it was unplanned. I mean, I really thought it was guacamole. Man, that's a lot. I mean, if you ever get a cold or you got a sinus clog up, man, eat some wasabi. That will clean your sinuses out.
Yeah, Dad, I'd rather take some NyQuil.
Right.
Yeah, take some NyQuil, man. Shoot, like a shot of NyQuil, you'd be good. It's like, what, 10% alcohol in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some good stuff.
That's why. Mm-hmm. So that's why the people back in college was eating that stuff up on the phone.
Were they injecting it? Why were they heating it up? Oh, speaking about injectables, have you heard about the crocodile drug?
Yeah, that flesh eating drug, dummy.
Yeah.
Well, somebody doing it up there with you in?
No, of course not. People down here smoke weed. Talking about, there was two cases in the U.S., so.
I don't see Negroes doing that.
I don't see them doing it.
So it's scary as it is. First time they see that, they be thinking that somebody's a zombie.
Oh, no.
Somebody else say a zombie, nigga?
I don't think anybody in the U.S. will really be that desperate to try that mess.
Man,
but then again,
you'll be surprised. Then again.
They messing with that
bath
salt. You'll be surprised.
Yeah, you ain't lying. They're messing with them bath salt.
Oh, yeah. I'm just letting y'all know now. If we was all hanging out and one of y'all started acting like a zombie or something going down, I'm just letting y'all as a friend, I'm putting a bullet in your head. Ain't playing no game.
Okay, well, I'm not hanging out with you.
Well, at least give me a chance to explain myself.
Oh, no, I'm talking about if that stuff had really happened, because you know how they always got, like, the people, like, I can't shoot my friends. Oh, I'm like, nah, they
like
don't.
Like I said, give me a chance to explain myself before you shoot me in my head.
I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to give you two choices. I'm going to be like, hey, you can either, A, take this bullet now, or B, walk off the group, leave the group now on your own and change somewhere else.
I said, I'll be back at my apartment. I holler.
I'll be pissed.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Now he's just talking about
that. So I guess you were getting ready for The Walking Dead then, right?
Yeah, really. Pretty much.
That's my wife's favorite show, The Walking Dead.
I love that. I've seen that show from episode one to whatever it is now.
Too many.
But
so
no,
we got.
Okay. It'd be tough. I'll say this though. It would be tough for me to shoot someone that's still alive and kicking. But if they had already changed and they are no longer there, I wouldn't hesitate. Just to let y'all know. If you gone, you gone.
So
So like I said, make sure you guys check out my website. You know.
Oh, this guy really got to eat.
Yeah, I got to eat. And there's a lot of, I'm making a lot of changes in my life. I'm going to meet a celebrity hairstylist on Sunday. So, you know, I'm making moves.
Oh, that's wonderful.
There you go. Now let me chime in. Let me talk about how
don't I people with your stuff.
Mm-hmm. How about, let me eat for a minute, okay? Now, I got what, videos on, you know, all my channels. Most of you know that. Now, do all y'all watch all three of my channels?
I watch every single one at work, man.
Okay, good. And I try to keep my videos between 5 to 7 minutes because people don't have that kind of attention span anymore to be listening to long videos, so you kind of want to get to the point. The Ratchet Video Weekly channel, that's been good. I got an idea about that, a new idea, but I kind of want, I don't know, I want to put it out there, kind of see where I can get other people involved with it. I'll just kind of throw it out there, you know, here shortly and see what people think about it to bring a little bit more ratchetness. So who's talking in the background right now? And you got
yeah,
a train
no.
going?
Do I hear plates, pans, and...
Man, you screaming back there?
For real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a zombie apocalypse. It's already happening.
hush, man.
D, no, no, no. Keep your day job. Wow. No, no.
Well, anyway, this is the idea I had. Let me throw it out there. I was thinking about, you know, if I can get somebody or maybe put it out there like a 10-second clip, like kind of like at the beginning, like I say, you don't actually have to be ratchet to do this. I mean, you could just put on the part if you're good at acting ratchet and just saying something simple like, you know, hi, my name is so-and-so, and you're watching Ratchet Video Weekly. Of course, you could improv that. Oh, I don't know why I didn't see that. You could improv that, you know, much as possible. And if I decided to use it, I would give the person a sum of $5.
I mean, I'll
jump in.
No. But that, I thought about it real hard. I don't know how that would work with dudes, but that would work real good with the females.
The females.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But let me say this. I know a whole bunch of ratchet females that probably would do it at the club out here in Houston.
Let's think about it. If I was to give $5 for that, YouTube don't even give that for 10 seconds worth of video. YouTube give $3 to $5 for 1,000 views, not 10 seconds of video. They don't pay you on time, they pay you on views. So you're getting way more than YouTube would ever give you for at least 10 seconds of your time from a cell phone cam or, you know, whatever kind of camera you have. Now, they could do it, upload it to YouTube under unlisted. You know, I look at it, whatever, use it. Like I said, put your $5 in your PayPal account. I just want to just do something different, you know, get other people involved who want to be involved. Like I said, you could be a college professor. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's about just acting a part, as long as you're not acting a part so to the point that people can tell you acting it out. I mean, it has to be kind of natural. Or you could be ratchet yourself. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know what y'all think about that. I mean, that's the kind of idea I had.
Like I said, I got you on that one, homie. ASAP. It ain't going to be me, but I know people that do it.
Joseph knows plenty of ratchet females. I'm letting you know that right now.
Listen here, homie.
he's in Houston, advice. He's out there with you.
Oh, okay. He know the ratchets with the fifth ward and the third ward.
I'm close by fifth ward, so yeah.
Yeah, well, see, I'm thinking maybe. Yeah, it's about 2 minutes later. I'm thinking maybe I should announce that tomorrow on the Ratchet Video Weekly channel. Let's see if I get a response, a quick response. Let's see how that will work. See, I try everything first like a beta test. I do everything beta test. And then once I do the beta test, then I go it on and then maybe incorporate it. So if it works out good, I get the feedback, see if people like it. Some of you have been complaining about, oh, your intro is too loud. Well, I can't help that explosion part. But I can get rid of it by putting real people in it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that would be my thing. I don't know. Ms. Gabrielle, everybody who likes the channel, you think that's a good idea?
That's not good. I wish I would have started watching your show and got to know you in college because I could have showed you a plethora of ratchet females. All through college. But I had so much fun in college, but that's all behind me now.
Oh, it's never behind you. You always find ratchet females somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
When you run into one, sometimes you laugh at them like, oh, man, these females. And they got ratchet females of all groups. And that's what I love to incorporate because some people used to get at me about that and say, you're just showing ratchets of black women. No, I show everybody. Everybody. I don't single out one group. Do what?
I was saying there's ratchet everything, poor and rich.
That's right.
It's sad. But all right, y'all. This is Derek Knight Williams from Top Flight Fitness. I got a bounce. It's time to eat.
He's trying to eat both ways. You hear him, huh?
Yeah, you trying to put a famous plug in there. I thought so. Mm-mm.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.
All right. So we got about 6 seconds. Ms. Garfield, do you think we need to do, since we got, 50 seconds, do you think we need to do a topic next time or just do a free-for-all show? We ain't done one of those yet. We always have a topic.
what a get it off your just like say whatever you want to say so and just let people just call it and run their mouth. I don't know, because some people don't know how to be respectful, and I'm not trying to deal with no heated arguments and people being racist and all that, so.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, that's some people came, but, you know, yeah, I guess topics just kind of keep reeling it in, you know. That's what we're trying to make sure we focus on. So hour and a half for every show, stick to a topic, last 30 minutes, talk what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can get it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Or it worked out better than that. But anyway, thank you, everybody, for joining the show, and go to my channels. I'm about to turn the videos loose, and see you guys next week. Contact me on all of my various media if you need anything, any jazz or whatever. I don't know. I'm losing words to say tonight. All right, y'all. See y'all next week.